Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We conduct a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you a registered voter in the state of Maryland?
I am.
Okay, thank you. And, yes. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe, and in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
I strongly or somewhat? Do you strongly agree or somewhat? Do you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you.
Can I interrupt you for 1 second? I'm sorry. Party affiliation that's sponsoring this question.
No, there's no party affiliation. This is an independent research.
Okay.
There's no party involved. Okay. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Well, I don't know. I'm going
you
to
strongly
support it.
Supporter or somewhat supporter?
Strongly.
You know, someone, strongly?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. A recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnace and water heaters caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such air quality equipment standard? Support or oppose?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you would support or oppose the proposal. Increasing access to public transportation, will you support or oppose this?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Installing air conditioning buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
What was that one again? I'm sorry?
Installing air conditioning buildings that need it.
Strongly support.
Thank you. Protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Expanding quality health care, will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Providing immediate relief after a natural disaster, will you support or oppose this?
Strongly support.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from the heavy rainstorm. Support or oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? Very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing. I'm going to read you the statement. Climate change has already caused more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warm world. The planet. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilient hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. It is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convinced, not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it's only fair that some of these companies help pay to protect millions from climate change. It is very convincing, so we're convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing.
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storm, flood, and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Is this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Moving right along. We already are over 50%, only a few more questions, sir. I do appreciate your time and your patience. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or would have no impact on your opinion?
Would have no impact on my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
I want to diminish my opinion of the lawmaker.
Okay, thank you. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Support or oppose?
If it's passed on to consumers, I oppose.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Strongly, I oppose.
Thank you. Thank you. If the 2024 election were held today, for whom would you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Well, none of them have been nominated, so it's
okay.
Not.
Okay, so I have the, it says Biden, Trump, Kennedy, or undecided, so that would make it undecided, correct?
Well, if those are the three that are nominated, it would be Republican Trump.
So if it was, if the nominee, the candidates, okay, so if it was the nomination already for Donald Trump, you would vote for Donald Trump, correct? If they nominated.
Republican, regardless of who it is.
Okay, so should I put on the side or you want me to put Trump?
You can put Trump, that's fine.
Okay, thank you. The last two questions are for statistical purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 and older?
35 to 49.
Thank you. In which party, you already told me Republican. I don't even have to ask you that. And what is your race, white, African-American, or other?
White.
Thank you. And, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Take care. I appreciate it.
Take care, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.